You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. We're joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible, though he's not in town today. Here in Champaign, he is at an airport in Minneapolis. You've been traveling this week out west. What were you doing?
Yeah, there's a great conference put on by Northwest Farm Credit Services, just giving them the outlook for the upcoming season in the Pacific Northwest. You know, El Nino is a big, kind of a big factor in their weather, so they were all ears over the past couple of days to hear what I had to say about that. So, yeah, good conference.
Hey, speaking of outlooks, did you get the invite that I sent you just a few minutes ago to be there on March 8th to do the weather forecast for the Midwest and Brazil at our All Day Ag Outlook for that Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm real excited about that.
All right, so maybe we better talk about the weather here. We're going to have a little warmth here as we finish out the weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting. Right, you know, before this next big system gets here, we got to deal with some warmth. And talking maybe 50s in central Illinois on Saturday and Sunday. Unfortunately, with that warm-up and that southerly wind, we do have an increased chance of seeing some precip on Sunday. But really, we're going to try to finish out January warm. After that, things get really kind of interesting, though.
So there's a low-pressure system. Where'd this devil start, and what's it going to bring us?
It's interesting. About a week ago, actually more than a week ago, we had a big system that came through China, dropping the temperatures way, way, way down low in China. Well, that perturbed the jet stream, and that feature moved across the open Pacific, and it's still in the Pacific now, but it's going to be basically making its debut in the United States here pretty soon. And as that wave goes across the Rockies, it's really going to invigorate a really powerful low-pressure system that's going to basically start in Denver and then head toward Wisconsin, especially with its heaviest snows. The low-pressure system will track a little south of that. And this is going to be a big one, and it's going to spread quite a bit of snow from Denver to Wisconsin. Points south of there are going to be getting quite a bit of rain and potentially even some severe thunderstorm activity out of this. So if you don't get the snow, you're going to get soaked with rain. But the one common feature with all of it is it's going to be a really windy system. So we like these big, powerful systems as they move across. They're kind of fun to watch from a meteorological perspective. But boy, this one's going to be a doozy. Maybe over a foot of snow in a band from basically Denver, you know, through central Wisconsin into Michigan. So got to watch out on this one.
Ooh, with all that snowfall on the ground, things generally stay colder. Will that happen then after we get all the snow?
Yeah, that's a good point. So basically, after the system passes, cooler air tries to move back in. And actually, we see several kind of reinforcing shots of cooler air potentially taking us all the way to Valentine's Day. So I'm not seeing any good signs of a warm-up along the eastern kind of two-thirds of the U.S. getting into mid-February like we just are having this weekend. So it's going to stay cool for a while.
And finally, turn your attention to South America quickly on their crops there.
Yeah, so like we've been talking about the last few weeks, been rainy in the northern parts of Brazil, and it's kind of hampering harvest efforts. What's interesting, though, is even though it's kind of degraded Mato Grosso's crop rating, we're not seeing much reaction about this in the markets, but they're having a little trouble getting the crop out of the field, and that's going to delay all the planting of the different safrinha crops. So that's really what we're looking at down in South America.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.